Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, most of the action in New York now centers on a relatively strong Broadway and lots of cast shuffling and preparation for coming shows. As for the always closely watched numbers, well, they remain pretty much the same as they did last week. Some 290,000 lucky folks became ticket buyers. That's up 12%, I think, from the week before. Average ticket price, $126.52. But as we know, the hot shows demand more. I was shocked to see that All In, a comedy about love, that's the title of the show, is selling seats for $400. Hey, I love Lin-Manuel as much as anybody, but that's a lot for what are essentially clever skits. By the way, Andrew Rettles returns to that one shortly. It began with John Maloney and others. Anyway, you never know if you show up before a performance, what actor may appear, not to mention if a seat becomes available. I did see the newest show on Broadway this past week. It's called English, written by Sanaz Chousi. This one won a Pulitzer and played off-Broadway at the Atlantic. Well, now it's in Roundabout's Todd Haynes Theater on 42nd Street. This is a powerful, sometimes funny piece, beautifully performed by a cast of five. It takes place in Iran in 2008, where four students and one instructor have gathered in a classroom. She teaches an advanced English class and is asking her enrollees to converse entirely in English. Well, not all four students are comfortable with the requirement, often lapsing into their native Farsi. Each character has an arc, but ultimately this play is about the power of language and how it can identify us. Beautiful lines here that I recall. They hear your accents, not your words. I'm not idiot. I'm not an idiot, the teacher corrects. How dare she give my granddaughter a name I can't pronounce? Anyway, I left the theater feeling very moved and even educated. How fortunate most of us are when we need not constantly worry about staying or leaving as a way of life. Now, as for things being planned, we have many more of the screen to stage variety. Smash, based on the TV series about the theater world, is en route, apparently. Stranger Things, based on the popular Netflix show, has been on stage in London, and that's heading our way. On the flip side, Nathan Lane, Laurie Metcalf, and Christian Borle are the Broadway guest stars so far on the second season of a hit crime series called Esbeth, E-S-B-E-T-H. Kind of like Gilded Age was, getting all these stage actors and giving them some money to be on TV. And does the title Thelma and Louise ring a bell? Well, as in Susan Sarandon and Gina Davis in star performances and the introduction of a new guy named Brad Pitt. Anyway, songwriter Nico Case is collaborating with Callie Khouri. Now, she's the Academy Award winner for the film screenplay. And the pair hopes to bring this show, a musical, to Broadway within the next year or two. Case, the songwriter, said of the film, Thelma and Louise, she said, I was the largest audience for that movie. I saw it trillions of times. And you remember High Noon, anybody? Gary Cooper? Well, Oscar-winning screenwriter Eric Roth is doing a script for what would be the first Western to hit Broadway, apparently. And I hear that the lovely film Music and Lyrics, remember Hugh Grant in that one, is also in stage development. Now, off-Broadway, the Signature Theater is starting a strong season, as I think I've mentioned, celebrating its favorite playwrights, including Sam Hunter, who wrote The Whale, which premiered there. He will now premiere Grangeville at this venue, that's on 42nd Street. And Sarah Ruhl's play, Eurydice, oh God, I hope I spelled that right, E-U-R-Y-D-I-C-E, you know that one. That's coming also, and that will star Maya Hawke, the highly talented daughter of a guy named Ethan Hawke. Now, as for those festivals I talk about, the Fire This Time Festival, which is kind of a nod to James Baldwin's The Fire Next Time, premieres a series of 10-minute plays by emerging Black playwrights. This year's festival at the Wild Project in Manhattan runs January 23rd to February 2nd. Again, it's the Wild Project, if you just took up that. And Gwyneth Goes Skiing, well, you know who that's about. Anyway, that will play a few days this week downtown as part of the International Fringe Festival. And then there is a world premiere of My First Ex-Husband, a new show by comedian and The View TV show star, Joy Behar. The 80-minute play will kick off on January 29th with an opening night scheduled for February 6th at Off-Broadway's newest venue, MMAC, on West 60th Street. The revolving cast idea, well, that seems to be catching on, because here also, much like the all-in one, Behar herself will lead the first cast of comedic stars. Then there's Susie Essman, Tova Feltscher, Adrian Moore. Another cast will feature Judy Gold and Susan Lucci, Kathy Moriarty, and Tonya Pinkins. Anyway, it's that kind of a thing. Gina Gershon coming, Jackie Hoffman, one of my favorites from Only at Murders in the Building, and much else. Anyway, pick the actress of your choice and the time that works. Again, it's called My First Ex-Husband, so you can find it under that. As for Broadway, casting continues for the one I'm most excited about, Just in Time, starring Tony Award winner Jonathan Groff as Bobby Darin. The show has seemingly found its supporting cast, including Gracie Lawrence. She's part of the Lawrence Band. This will be her Broadway musical debut. She's going to play Connie Francis, who was a star herself and an early girlfriend of Bobby Darin as they were both making their way up the list. And of course, before he met and married Sandra Dee. And here's another show I'm excited about, Stephen Sondheim's Old Friends. The production, starring two-time Tony Award winner Bernadette Peters and Tony Award winner Leah Salonga, that's presented by Manhattan Theater Club in association with Cameron McIntosh and Daryl Roth. Old Friends will open in April at Broadway's Samuel Friedman Theater. Now, I should mention that the Center Theater Group in Los Angeles will first present the North American premiere of Old Friends at the Jamison Theater starting February 8th. Anyway, I always like to say something nice about what's going on the other coast because they've had a hard time, so here's something they're doing first. Back here and back to speaking of revolving casts one more time, Cabaret has announced another pair of interesting new leads. Country music star Orville Peck and two-time Tony Award nominee and Grammy Award winner Ava Noblezada. They will star as MC and Sally Bowles at the Kit Kat Club at the August Wilson Theater. Peck and Noblezada will play a limited 16-week engagement starting at the end of March. I saw Noblezada play Daisy Buchanan on Broadway's Great Gatsby. She's excellent. Now, I confess that I'd never heard of the name Orville Peck until about a year ago when I reported on a dance show. That wasn't the signature, by the way, and was based on his music. He's an openly gay star of the country western world, said to be introducing it to a new audience since the release of his album Pony. He's worked with music legends such as Willie Nelson, Elton John, and Shania Twain. Another Peck, the choreographer Justin Peck, is involved with the new Broadway musical Buena Vista Social Club. That's another show that started as a movie, by the way. Performances begin on February 21st at the Gerald Schoenfeld Theater. I saw this one at the Atlantic, where it played to sold-out audiences every night. It's nothing less than joyful. And finally, the notable death of the week. The renowned British actress Joan Plowright, who was married to the stage legend Laurence Olivier for 28 years. She just died at the age of 95. Plowright was a winner of a Tony Award, two Golden Globes, and earned nominations for Oscar and Emmy. Her name rang a recent bell for me as she was portrayed in Austin Pendleton's wonderful play called Orson's Shadow. And that one dealt with Olivier and the two women in his life. Plowright and his first wife, that being Vivian Leigh. Anyway, lots to see, and I'll get yourself to a theater, and I'll see you back here next week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.